Yesterday, the Defense Department confirmed reports that the Central Asian nation of Uzbekistan has limited U.S. use of its military bases in that country. The shift creates difficulties for the American mission in Afghanistan, but it also hints at possible strains in the diplomatic relationship between America and Uzbekistan, an important ally in the war on terror. Early last month, Uzbek troops opened fire on protesters in the city of Andijan, killing hundreds. Since then, the president, Islam Karimov, has rebuffed American calls for an international investigation. In this atmosphere, a delegation of U.S. senators visited Uzbekistan recently. Republican Senator John Sununu of New Hampshire and the Senate Foreign Relations was on that trip, and he joins us now from his office here in Washington. Senator, good to have you back on Talk
of the Nation. Good
afternoon. What was the purpose of the trip to Uzbekistan?
Well, this was an extended trip. We were in Beirut just prior to the beginning of elections in Lebanon. We visited Uzbekistan and then to Kyrgyzstan. And Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan, there's really a great contrast. Kyrgyzstan has seen continuing reforms, political and economic, culminating with the events this past March that led to the removal of the president and the calling of new presidential elections that will occur in July. Uzbekistan, by contrast, has seen no real reform of any kind, political or economic, since the fall of the Soviet Union in 1991. They provided some assistance to us, which we're grateful for. In the immediate aftermath of September 11th, we used the facilities there as a staging area for some of the action in Afghanistan. But as your introduction chronicled, there was a horrific event last month. There were at least hundreds killed, probably between 500 and 1,000. There's been no independent or objective investigation undertaken to find out how and why those events took place. Most of the dead were women and children. And I think that's just not the kind of activity that the U.S. can condone. So we traveled, John McCain and I and Lindsey Graham traveled to Uzbekistan to try to get an assessment of what had happened, to try to better understand what the policies would be of the Karimov regime going forward, and what kind of policy would be appropriate then for the United States and Congress to put in place in response.
We're talking with John Sununu, Republican senator from the state of New Hampshire. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And Senator, were you able to get meetings with government officials? Were you able to get the facts?
Well, two different questions. I think we were able to to better ascertain what happened and being briefed by our embassy personnel, hearing some of both first and secondhand accounts of what had happened on the ground. The embassy was in contact with people throughout the 36 hours or so of protests and the shootings and the aftermath of the shootings. There were some photographs to look at and quite a bit of discussion about how things unfolded. We were not able to meet with any government officials. In fact, the government was attempted or had denied us landing rights, a visa, up until about 48 hours before our arrival. They finally allowed a visa, but when we asked to meet with the president or any government official, we were denied any meetings. And I think that's, unfortunately, very typical of the attitude and the isolation that the Karimov regime has shown over the past 12 to 18 months.
As you know, there has been criticism that the administration in this country soft-pedaled the reports of the massacre and their reaction to it for fear of losing access to those bases in Uzbekistan.
Well, I don't know, and I won't criticize the timing and the response. I think in general, a lot of countries didn't understand at first the number of dead and the specific events as they occurred, in part because this is a fairly isolated part of the country. Andijan is in the Fergana Valley, which is, it's isolated, and it has historically had some incidents of Islamic fundamentalist terrorist activity. There's no question. And the events were preceded by a jailbreak, which no one can condone. And there was violence by a small group of criminals, which no one can condone. But the result or the ultimate act that has drawn the world attention had to do with what appears to be indiscriminate shooting into a large crowd gathered to protest peacefully, and that is simply unacceptable. That's the occurrence that calls out for an independent investigation. But because it's such an isolated area, I think there were many governments around the world, not just the United States, that may have been slow to react. I don't think it necessarily because of the United States military cooperation. Mm-hmm. But regardless, the fact that they haven't been forthcoming in sharing information and conducting an independent investigation and enacting political or economic reforms, I think, calls out for us to review our entire relationship.
Should we pull that base out?
Whether or not this is a regime with whom we want to have strong ties with in the foreseeable future.
And so if they continue to refuse a truly independent investigation, should the U.S. withdraw its base and any aid?
Well, I think it's a little bit too simplistic to say independent investigation or we withdraw all of our support and troop presence from the facility in Uzbekistan. We have already cut off, and I think we should cut off, direct economic assistance under our foreign operations bill. Mm-hmm. I think the only financial relationship we have now has to do with the military installation. And I have said and will continue to say we need to rethink and reevaluate this entire relationship, the economic aspects, military aspects, and diplomatic aspects, and to work to identify what the expectations might be if we choose to continue the relationship moving forward. I would be very reluctant to make any long-term commitments, based on promises, because commitments for economic or political reform simply haven't been kept to. I visited Uzbekistan for the first time 3 years ago in January of 2002, and I'll say there was some sense of optimism.
Senator, I'm afraid we've run out of time, but we appreciate your speaking with us today.
I appreciate that, Neil. Thank you.
Republican John Sununu of New Hampshire, member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He joined us from his office in Washington. I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.